Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
With the leaders of several African countries watching, President Barack Obama said Friday that governments, private industries, and organizations will work together to improve Africa's food security.
Today I can announce a new global effort we're calling a New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition. And to get the job done, we're bringing together all the key players around a shared commitment.
At a food security forum in Washington, the president said ending hunger by making African farms more productive is a moral imperative.
Because of smart investments in nutrition and agriculture and safety nets, millions of people in Kenya and Ethiopia did not need emergency aid in the recent drought. But when tens of thousands of children die from the agony of starvation, as in Somalia, that sends us a message we've still got a lot of work to do. It's unacceptable. It's an outrage. It's an affront to who we are.
The president spoke as he prepared to host the annual economic summit of the Group of Eight leading industrialized nations at the Camp David presidential retreat outside Washington. To emphasize the importance of food security, Mr. Obama invited the leaders of four African nations to attend the G8 summit and to discuss the issue. The president of Ghana, John Mills, said making food more plentiful would make societies more secure.
When you talk about food security, nutritional security, you are at the same time talking about health security, economic stability, political stability. Now, without these elements, you will struggle with democracy.
While some of the G8 countries are dealing with economic austerity, President Obama said the New Alliance Initiative would help to ease the burden on some governments.
That's what I mean by a new approach that challenges more nations, more organizations, more companies, more NGOs, challenges individuals, some of the young people who are here, to step up and play a role. Because government cannot and should not do this alone. This has to be all hands on deck.
But Mr. Obama said private contributions cannot take the place of a government commitment. He said the United States will continue to make what he called historic investments in development. The new food initiative is intended to build on a 2009 food security effort that brought $22 billion in pledges. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.